This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome to Lock and Load Radio. This is not Bill Frady. He has been taken over because he talks too much about guns. No, not really. This is Zeke Stout. I am a friend of Bill's. I've been on the show a few times representing Sonoran Desert Institute, one of the sponsors. Before I get too in-depth, though, I want to go into one of his other sponsors, who is Ammunition Depot, bringing this hour to you.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
So that is Ammunition Depot, and I am going to have to get used to being live for 3 hours, because in my past, as far as entertainment goes, I was on the podcast Talking Lead, which is, of course, is a gun podcast, and I also am on currently a show called Outside In Nashville on 99.7 there, and I've started a new show called Projectile Dysfunction on YouTube, which is absolutely horrible. But I think we do it on purpose. It's kind of a cross between the Tonight Show and Saturday Night Live for gun people. But this episode, I've got a couple special guests lined up for us. And Ben, just make fun of me if I like stutter and stuff, because I'm not used to doing the whole Skype thing. Perfect. Awesome. So SDI, like I said at the beginning, I'm the chair of Sonoran Desert Institute. We're the School of Firearms Technology. It is the premier accredited college with an associate's degree in firearms technology. We are the only ones with an accredited associate's degree in firearms technology. We also have a gunsmithing certificate, and we have different armors courses as well. But to avoid sounding a little too much like a commercial for SDI, what we really are is something that's really cool and has a lot of potential for the firearms industry right now. Having an accredited college to be able to do things within this industry, with other manufacturers, which we've got a lot of manufacturers just in the last month that have contacted us about doing some online stuff for them and online education. One of them being Kel-Tec. We could talk about that one. And then there's some other big, you know, top five manufacturers in the industry that are going to be doing some educational stuff for us. But it's something that's really near and dear to my heart, because one of the special things about SDI is that we accept VA, GI Bill, all the funding, Title IV, and we're providing an opportunity for a lot of our vets to go to college. We get emails all the time where a veteran has been deployed, has been in the Army for 20 years, it's the only job he's ever had, doesn't think he can go to college. He goes to our school, gets an associate's degree, and then 4 years later we get an email saying, thanks to you guys, you opened my eyes to being able to go to college. I'm working on my doctorate now, which that stuff is, that's awesome to me. That's one of the biggest things I do it for. And being that we're firearms related and I'm a gun guy, that's kind of awesome too. In the next segment, we come back from the break. I'm going to be talking about a class that I just recently went to in Las Vegas. A lot of y'all may have heard of Rifle Dynamics, the AK-47 class. And if you want to call me a commie now, I am converted to AK-47s. I love them. I still love my ARs too, don't get me wrong. But AK-47s, for something that is such a simple and easily maintainable rifle, it's also something that there is a lot that goes into it and building it. So we'll talk about that more. Ben, what else does Bill do in this first segment? Is it mostly just, hey, welcome back, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, or what?
Yeah, it's generally like that. He kind of goes over what we're going to be talking about and who we're going to be bringing on later and everything. And
I guess I don't have to hold it a surprise, but later in the second hour, we are going to have a world-renowned trick shooter, and that really hurts me to say that because he and I were high school basketball rivals, 22 Blinkster. He will be on the show. And then in the third hour, we are going to have TN Outdoors 9, another YouTuber that does a lot of ballistic tests. You may follow both of their channels if you're into YouTube world. But it should be pretty fun, especially when Plinkster comes on, because we get really competitive and say a lot of crazy stuff. Just to let you know, I probably won't do the same format of talk as Bill because he's good at it and I suck. So I just kind of ramble and I freeform it, and I'm better at reforming it instead of having a format. Here in a little bit, too, I do want to talk about the Republican National Convention and some of the stuff that's going on there. We'll get a little bit political, especially when it comes to our gun rights and kind of discussing who we have available out there. We'll talk a little bit about Melania Trump's speech, which has been the big buzz in the news today. And we'll ask who you think is going to be the best first lady, which we'll get to that, too. And the first break is still for not another 3 minutes. Man! Hey, what's the number for people to call in?
It is 1-877-807-4048.
Okay. Can you say it? Cut out for me.
877-807-4048.
So if you want to call and bust my chops about how bad I stink at this, that's fine. If you want to call and say how awesome I am, I'll be humbled and let it grow my head 12 different sizes. But I guess we will – you want to go ahead and throw to the first break? Can we go early?
We got a couple more minutes here.
We actually have to go by the yeah. clock. See, I did that just to annoy the engineer. But if you want to find out more about SDI, which I was talking about earlier, just go to sdi.edu or call 1-800-336-8939. You will get in touch with the admissions department, who can give you as much information as you need, you want, and they can tell you about all of our financial aid options, all the different programs that we have. excuse me. There are a lot of people taking our courses now, and we are doing a lot to improve our courses. That's some of the stuff we're doing with the manufacturers. We want to make sure we have a comprehensive curriculum that's going to be the gold standard for the industry, that's going to have everything. Because honestly, up until about 4 years ago, a lot of the gunsmithing curriculum out there was 30, 35 years old, and not a whole lot of updating going on outside of going and getting armorers courses at manufacturers. But we're improving that daily. And I honestly mean daily, because for the last 3 days, I have been working on new curriculum stuff for the school. But it's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot of neat stuff coming down the pipeline. We are working on a scholastic shooting team, I think is what they call it, where possibly next year's season, schools like University of Texas, Tennessee, Virginia Tech, all these big schools, even Harvard and Yale, have shooting teams. They're club teams. They're not school sponsored. I wonder why. But they have scholastic shooting teams, and we are going to put a team together. Our coach will be Casey Eusebio, who is the top shooter in the world. And he's amazing. He's won, I think, maybe every competition there is out there. So that's one of the neatest things we've got going right now. We've got a couple other people that are coming on board with us that are really big names in the industry. So when we come back from this break, we will talk a little bit more about stuff I talked about a second ago.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to Locked Loaded Radio. Ben, I almost said the name of my show just then. I almost said Outside In.
That's okay. That'll happen.
Bill, if you're listening, I'm not trying to change the show, I promise. And all your listeners, Not trying to change the show on you. So I was talking about in the last segment the Rifle Dynamics course. Rifle Dynamics is Jim Fuller. He's out in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he is probably the go-to guy when it comes to AK-47 building. You've got him. You have Vince Buckles at Mesa Kinetic Research down in Louisiana. You've got Krebs up in the Northeast. They are all phenomenal AK-47 builders, but Rifle Dynamics is probably one of the top-of-the-line ones. So I had an opportunity to go down there and take the AK Builders course. It was a weekend-long course, and it starts with the history of how Kalashnikov, yes, I said Kalashnikov, not Kalashnikov. I don't know where that came from, but somewhere along the line, people started saying Kalashnikov. I think it's just if you say Kalashnikov real fast, or it's us Southerners that just say Kalashnikov. But anyways, so it talked about the history of how he designed it from a hospital bed, which is amazing, and all the different things that go into it. One of the first things I learned that amazed me, Jim showed us a slow motion video of the AK-47 being fired, and it is built with a lot of really loose parts. If you hold it, if you twist it, if you shake it, you don't really feel it. But when you see that slow motion video, the entire gun twists and moves in all kinds of different ways because it has to be able to do that in rough conditions for the amount of power that's in there, and it keeps it running smoothly and efficiently. So that was one of the first cool things that kind of blew my mind. Then it came to the building process. And as a lot of you know out there, there are milled receivers, which is where you take a hunk of aluminum or steel or whatever you're using, and they mill out the shape of the receiver. There's also stamped receivers. And what that is, they take a flat piece of metal and they stamp it into the shape of the receiver. Well, we did stamped receivers, which means a lot of riveting. And if you've never done riveting before, you have to get that stuff dead on right. The shapes of the rivets are important, so you can't just ram it down and hopefully it holds in there, because if you don't get the shape right and it's not smooth in a certain way, it's not going to hold in. So we did all the riveting, put in the front trunnion, the rear trunnion, and what the trunnion is the front trunnion takes in the barrel and holds the rear sight post. The rear trunnion is what your stock goes in. There's a lot of different modifications nowadays for AK-47s with the rear trunnions where you can actually have an adjustable stock like you would on an AR. B5 systems is what they're using. I love B5 systems just because I'm a bearded guy, and there's some rifle stocks out there, aftermarket adjustables, that will grab your beard and rip it and skin out with it, and I've done that from experience. It's not fun. Not fun in the slightest. But we just used the traditional wood stock, and I was a little worried because I'm a 6'7 guy. I've got really long arms. Traditional wood stocks in an AK are short, and sometimes with some bullpup designs, I can't hold them effectively and, like, get a good sight picture just because my arms are like big octopus things that can't, you know, wrap around this thing. But with this AK-47 with the traditional wood stock, it was really comfortable. I really liked the way it felt. And after we were done doing all the building, doing all the polishing, all that good stuff, we got to take it out to the range. And anybody out there that's listening that is saying, oh, well, the 7.62x39 round, it's not accurate out of an AK. Yeah, I hit 10 out of 14 shots at 350 yards on a steel gong. So yeah, I'm saying it's pretty accurate. And the ones I missed, I know I yanked the trigger hard. So yeah, AK is very accurate. There is so much that goes into building an AK. We are not going to do a build at SBI. We had thought about it at one point in time because we've got the AR build, 1911, 308 build. But now that we've gone through the course, there's so much you would have to do. There's so many tools that we would have to provide for the students. It's just, there's a lot that goes into something that's so easy to maintain and run. The AK is You know, I've heard people say it's the Glock of rifles. You know, you could pick it up out of a puddle of mud, rinse it off a little, and it's going to run. But when it comes to building it, it's not quite that simple. And there's a lot of little tweaks and tips that he teaches you in that course that I won't go into because that's kind of his, I don't want to say proprietary info, but it's his little tips and tricks. So, just check out Rifle Dynamics. They're out of Las Vegas. I believe their website is rifledynamics.com. And you can learn so much from this guy. The history alone that he teaches is well worth every dime that I spent to go out there. Not to mention, once you're done building it, you get to take the rifle home with you, which I can't wait to go out with my buddies shooting it and let them take their off-the-shelf AKs and compare it to mine and all the stuff that we get to do with it. So it's pretty awesome. Well, we're leading up to the next break. I've got the Republican National Convention playing on the TV, volume down, of course, and it looks like Trump is pretty much in the lead on the nominations. He's 376, Cruz is 59, Kasich is 9, Rubio's 11. Of course, he needs 1,237 to win, but it looks like all of the votes are going in for him right now. So if I see anything interesting that pops up, because there's been a lot of rumors of some of the Republican National Convention protesting him getting a nomination, I'll definitely break over to it. That's why I've got it up and running. But other than that, when we come back, we will talk a little bit about Melania Trump. Of course, she had the speech last night. He introduced her. I want to know what everybody thinks about the way he came out with We Are the Champions, with the lights and the smoke and the, you know, he was just a shadow. And I don't know. I don't know what my take on it is. I was a little weirded out by it that, you know, the presidential candidate is coming out like a Metallica concert. But hey, what works for him, I guess, works for him. What's the number again? 877-807-4048. Did I get it right, Ben?
That's correct.
So anybody out there listening, call in. Don't be scared. I don't bite much. And we'll answer any questions you have. If you have questions about SDI, if you have questions about the Rifle Dynamics course I had, if you have questions about anything politics, I will do a horrible job answering it. And then, of course, you know, we'll have 22 Plinkster in the second hour and T&N Outdoors 9 in the third hour. So that's 877-807-4048. 877-807-4048. Call in if you have any questions, and we will go from there. Did I hear music start?
Here it goes.
No, I did.
Nope, you're good.
Oh, okay. Wishful thinking. You said this segment goes by quicker.
Did it? I thought it goes by a little quicker.
I guess it is. I guess I was talking about the rifle enough to where, you know, it felt smooth. I feel like Bill is such a professional radio guy. I feel like I'm trying to live up to his standards.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
That is awesome, Ben. Bill's got some good bumper music as he comes in. I like that. Yeah, we typically use metal on our show, too. But that wasn't quite metal, but, you know, it's still good.
Right.
I apologize to everybody because I thought we were still on, and Ben and I had the most amazing conversation, and it just kind of didn't. You can't reproduce it. So, yeah, I apologize. Apologize for that. Like I said, I've got the RNC going in the background, and I have to apologize to everyone and all of my history teachers because I had no idea that Guam had delegates in our election. I'm the chair of a college. I didn't know Guam was part of our delegate system, but so they put in for Donald Trump, and then I felt bad for the guy that was after Guam, because, of course, G-H, at least I know my alphabet, Hawaii was next. And the guy that got up there to speak for Hawaii, and any of y'all that are watching this now, I felt so bad because it was like Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights when he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands kind of thing. And he just had that deer in the headlights look as he screamed out Donald J. Trump's name. So that was very interesting. Speaking of politics, I know I mentioned the Melania Trump speech. So she gave her speech last night after Donald Trump introduced her. And I thought she did fairly well. I've heard her speak before, and I didn't think she was that good of a speaker. So she, you know, didn't have a very high bar set for me, but she did really good. And then all of a sudden this morning you wake up and all over social media and all over everything is people talking about how it was almost identical to Michelle Obama's speech when she did it. So, Ben, go ahead and play that video.
Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values.
That you work hard like for what you want.
You work hard for what you want.
That your word is your bond.
That your word is your bond. That you do what you say you're going to do.
That you treat people with respect.
With dignity and respect, even if you don't know them, and even if you don't agree with them. And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and pass them on to the next generation because
the many generations
you want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievement is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
And your willingness to work for them.
So, you can hear the similarities. Okay, yeah, they're almost identical. They changed a few words. And, of course, all the Hillary supporters and all the Democratic supporters just piled on to Melania Trump this morning. I saw some of the crazy stuff about plagiarism, and she copied her, and she copied exactly what they did. They're trying to just mimic the Obama campaign, everything from, it was insane. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff. So then all of a sudden in my social media feed, a video came up from Deval Patrick in 2006 and a speech that Barack Obama gave in 2007. And go ahead and play that, Ben.
I am not asking anybody to take a chance on me. I'm asking you to take a chance on your own aspirations.
I'm not just asking you to take a chance on me. I'm also asking you to take a chance on your own aspirations.
Now that one, he didn't even change a word. and I'm not going to go and turn around and do the same thing that everybody was doing to Melania Trump. And don't you know, think I'm a huge Trumpite or anything like that. But what I'm saying, and I'm trying to get the point across, is, you know, when it comes to D.C. and it comes to all of the speech writers, Melania Trump did not write her speech. Somebody else wrote it. Michelle Obama did not write her speech. Somebody else wrote it. Deval Patrick, the first guy you heard in the video from 2006, probably did not write that speech. And Barack Obama in 2007 definitely did not write that speech because it's the exact same one as Deval Patrick. My point being is, speech writing in the government is a huge business. And probably a lot of them have no political, what's the words, not leanings, but, you know, ties to any certain political party. So they're just going to go where the money is. And some of these people may be the same people writing the speeches for, and I'm not saying they are, but it may be, same people writing the speeches for the Trumps that wrote for Obama, that wrote for Bush, that wrote for Clinton, that wrote for everybody. That being said, the thing that scares me the most about the people, or about these things going on with the Melania Trump speech and the Michelle Obama speech is are we just absolutely being duped? And we're just not opening our eyes. And instead of going, wait a minute, all these people have the exact same speeches. Instead, you know, the Democratic sides are going, oh, Melania ripped off Michelle Obama. I can't believe she did that. Well, no, it's probably a speechwriter that used the same speech that they used for Obama or, you know, used a speech from her buddy who wrote for Obama. And everybody on the right side is going, oh, well, look, Obama did the same thing to this other guy. But really, open your eyes. Is it something that the puppeteers, I guess you'd say, are controlling and just making everything look a certain way to us or not? But that's about as deep conspiracy theory as I'll get, at least in this show. But the big question for me is, who do you really want as First Lady? because right now our options are Melania Trump, which I had a lot of friends of mine said they watched her speech and just turned down the volume, or Bill Clinton, because that's just a meme that came out today. And if you don't know what a meme is, it's just the picture on the internet that they put a funny joke on. And it said, which one do you want as first lady? Which I thought was hilarious. It was Bill Clinton getting out of the beach, and then it was Melania Trump dressed in some sexy, scantily clad model clothing when she was a model. excuse me. But the biggest thing on the being duped question, you know, think about that stuff. Think about, okay, is all of this being orchestrated to where we're going to lean one way or another? At least the people that are on the fence. There's a lot of people on the fence that are not Democrat, they're not Republican, and they're trying to be swayed either way. And a lot of those votes may go one way or another just because of the way certain people sway things. I just wish more people would open up their eyes. I mean, I'm definitely not voting for anybody that's anti-gun or wants any form of gun control, because that's our Second Amendment rights. So I'm a true constitutionalist when it comes down to it. So that's the first thing I look at. What's their viewpoint on the Constitution? Because there are a lot of candidates out there that have the same viewpoints as some of the people that have run this year, saying that the Constitution is a outdated document. Really? The Constitution is what made our country what it is. It's not the Revolutionary War. Yes, that's what started a lot of it. But it's the Constitution that put our country the way it is. The reason our founding fathers put that document into place is because they had experience under tyrannical governments. They had experience seeing other governments being run. So they made things work the way it works, and that's why our country has been the greatest country in the history of the world, because we did it that way. And I know we're about to go to break, so I will wrap that up, and we will be right back on Lock and Load Radio. And did I do that too soon?
Just a couple seconds. We're almost we're about to go in like 2 seconds. Here we go.
There it goes.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so Ben, was that music just offbeat, or was it my internet again?
The internet connection, because I think it's on beat.
Okay, well, you might have just hearing issues, but probably not since you're an engineer. Your whole job is predicated on your ability to hear.
That's true.
So I need to apologize, because one of my goals of coming on here was to, like, mooch off of Bill's sponsors and get some free stuff. And what do? I forget to mention the sponsors. So, you know, I want to make sure that you know that this hour is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Lead is worth more than gold, especially now that they announced, what was it, 2 years ago or something like that, where they were going to get rid of lead ammunition and just ban lead completely. And I've yet to see where they're going with that. But I think 22 Plinkster may have a little hint on some of that stuff when he comes on, because he's going to talk about some of the stuff he's doing. We were talking about the politics before we left, and I was talking about why our founding fathers put the Constitution in place and how so many people are saying stuff like it is an outdated document. And when they argue the Second Amendment specifically, because that's what a lot of our show is about, is firearms. You know, a lot of people will say, well, the Second Amendment, you know, that's for the militia. Well, there is a study that came out of all places, I'm pretty sure it was UC Berkeley, but it was a history and English professor, I believe. Don't quote me on any of this. But he came out and he did a study of what the Second Amendment was based on the verbiage back in the day when the Constitution was written. And he made the comment, he made the statement and proved where it is two separate statements. A well-regulated militia being necessary for free state, excuse me, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Those are two separate statements in the Second Amendment. We need a well-regulated militia, and the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. When our founding fathers put that in place, they said arms. A lot of people say, well, it's back in the day. It was based off of muskets and flintlock pistols and, you know, old-timey guns that you're allowed to have. No, that's the reason they said arms. If it was based off muskets and flintlock pistols, they would have said the right of the people to keep and bear muskets and flintlock pistols. But they didn't know what technology would be developed. Because going from swords to muskets was a pretty quick little space of time, relatively over the entire human race time period. So they had no idea what would be developed. I mean, even by the time the Civil War rolled around, we started having lever-action rifles, repeating rifles. So they didn't know what was going to come around, so they made sure to put arms in there. Because the whole basis was, you need to be able to protect yourself with whatever means necessary. And one of the arguments I use when I've talked to people that are anti-gun is, if somebody, let's suspend the belief that there's even a government. Let's forget about the Constitution. Let's not argue about the Constitution. Let's not argue about it being a right-wing, left-wing thing, which it's not. And let's just suspend this belief for a second and say there's no government. We're living in anarchy. And somebody comes at you with a lead pipe. Don't you want a lead pipe? Usually they'll say yes. Somebody's coming at you with a knife. Don't you think you deserve a knife? Oh, yeah. Now somebody has an AR-15 and they're coming into your house. And you see that light bulb go off. And it's every single time I've done it when it's one-on-one, because you can't – that's another thing. When you're arguing the Second Amendment with people, if there's two or more of them, forget it. Just stop, because you can't fight the mob mentality. But if you get somebody one-on-one and you talk the science and the logic and just the pure simplicity of what the Second Amendment is, and then you take them to the range – I have not had one person that I've done that with who has not done a complete 180. Out of the five that I've done that with, three of them now own an arsenal of their own because they completely did a 180. The other two, they don't have any guns, but they're not anti-gun anymore. They're actually fairly pro-gun. So remember that when you're discussing the Second Amendment, people, that don't try to fight the mob mentality, because if there's two people or more, they're going to gang up on you. But if you've got a one-on-one situation, that's the best way to educate them. The other thing is, don't rage at them. Don't go crazy and get angry at them, because if you do that, you're not going to get anywhere. Because it's basic logic. It's defending yourself from harm, from evil, or a tyrannical government. Simple, simple logic. And the people that say, oh, well, what's not a tyrannical government now? Well, it may not be Obama. It may not be Trump. It may not be the president 20 years from now. But 50, 60, 70 years from now, when our grandkids have kids, that may be when the next Hitler comes into power in the United States. And if we don't have our Second Amendment in place, we're screwed. So remember that. Don't rage at people. Don't just go crazy. Just it makes you look bad to them, and you don't have to get that way. I know we're all passionate about the Second Amendment, but we don't have to get that way, because we have logic and science and just about every other argumentative factor on our side, because most of what they are arguing is based off of emotion. It's based off of, oh, my God, kids were killed. And that's how they use their argument. Or, oh, my God, cops were killed. And that's how they use their argument. It's not the logical side of it. And we don't have a whole lot of time to get into what's going on with the police and the police shootings and the shooting of police, but just know that we support our police officers and what they do for us. I'm not saying that none of the shootings were not justified. I don't know enough info on all of them, but the ones that I've seen have been justified. And a lot of times when the police have somebody coming at them, all they're thinking is, I want to get home to my kids. And that's what they're worried about. And sometimes they have to do and make a split-second decision that can be detrimental to the lives of others. But just make sure that we don't let this divide us as a country. Rudy Giuliani yesterday was amazing. His speech at the beginning of the convention blew me away, especially when he made the comment and he was furious and he was angry. And he said, when did we all of a sudden again become Black America and White America? When did we forget that we're all one America? I'm not saying racism doesn't exist. I live in the South. I see it on a daily basis. It's out there. But we're still all one America. And the only way we'll get over any of it is to be together as one America. So remember that, too. I don't know how in-depth we get into that subject because I don't know how much time, and I'm going to swing to Ben. What, I don't have the last cutout. What time is that?
Oh, we're going to break in about a minute here.
Oh, about a minute? Okay.
Yep.
I'll talk a little bit about our guest coming up then. When we come back, we're going to have 22 Plinkster on. We're going to get a little bit out of that somber talking about the police shootings and everything and talk about what he's doing lately. He is a trick shooter on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and just Google the number 22 Plinkster, you will find his trick shots. He is an amazing shot. I'm going to tell him he's not, so don't tell him I just said he's an amazing shot. But we've been good friends for a while now, and we'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back. But, yeah, check him out on social media, too. It's all 22 Plinkster on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. So we will have him on when we come back, and we'll go from there and see if I can pull this thing out of the dumpster for me being by myself.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
I love that.
More credit.
I love that. Ben just says you're doing a good job every time. I'm just going to keep saying I suck. That way Ben keeps saying I'm doing a good job.
Hey, man, you're too hard on yourself.
It's more fun that way.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.